Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Like
I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
1 o'clock hour, Club 610 on a Friday. Cody and Gold, Alex Gold, Drew Nixon with you. Thanks again to Jake Eisenberg from the Royals for stopping by, talking Royals second half of the season. And of course, they open up their homestand against the White Sox. But it is Club 610. Here's what we got going on. So Dusty Likens, who was on this morning, nice enough to come back. He requested it earlier in the week. He made the determination that he was going to make us cocktails, and here we are. So he's whipping up some drinks. We'll let him continue to focus in on that. We've got Aaron Ladd from 41. KSHB.
I mean, come on. Dusty.
Yo.
You feeling spicy today? In the break, you were chirping a little bit.
What do you mean?
Well, they can't hear Dusty right now.
Come on.
What do you mean I was chirping?
Get on a mic.
I'm on a mic.
I can just tell you're revved. You're revved up.
Oh, he's excited.
Yeah,
we also have making her Club 610 debut, Cheyenne from sales. We're just going to call you Cheyenne from sales.
Does that work? What's up, guys?
What's going on?
Not much.
You settled a debate earlier in the week about a Train song that Dusty had never heard. Did you know, Dusty, that Train was in Kansas City at Starlight on like Wednesday night?
Just found out.
Yeah. You could have gone. You didn't know their songs, but you would have enjoyed the concert, I think.
Not really my band. I'm more of like a bluesy, indie rock kind of guy.
Okay. All right. But the drink that we're going to have today, Dusty.
Rap 2.
Dusty is currently making it, and you're going to explain what's in there. We got a bunch of different bottles. I don't even know what some of this stuff is. Curacao. We've got some Malibu rum, it looks like. Is that gin? What is that?
Yeah, rum.
Rum. Okay, different type of rum. Two types of rum. Cheyenne, you requested two different cocktails. We asked you what you wanted. What were the two you requested?
I said liquid marijuana or a dish soap.
Okay, so we're not drinking something called dish soap.
It's actually not bad. It's really good. I get it every time I go to this bar over on my neck of the woods.
What's dish soap?
I don't even know what's in it, but it's blue, and it tastes like blue raspberry.
Okay. And then what we're actually drinking is liquid marijuana today.
Yes.
Dusty's still making it. What is in this? Do you know what's in this?
It's like Captain. It's Malibu. There's the Curacao and then the green Midori stuff.
I mean, it looks definitely like a drink at the, like, if I was at the Ozarks and you're just at a bar and you've got a big group, this seems like an Ozarks slash a college drink.
It's got a St. Patrick's Day vibe to it. The color, absolutely. But I mean, if we wanted to do marijuana, I mean, y'all should have told me ahead of time.
You're our guy. We are. I mean, you're our guy for that.
We could have just gone the old fashioned way.
We could have. We definitely could have. Are you off of work today?
No.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
Y'all ask me that all the time on the weekend. Weekend sports anchor. It's like, you know.
That's true, Aaron.
You work on the weekends, yeah.
That's fair. Have you been up at St. Joe a couple times yet?
Last 2 days, yeah. Pat had the day off today, so I took the day
off. Fair.
You and Patrick
had the same schedule.
It was a veteran day.
Now, he's still watching film today, though. Are you still? I mean, you're still working a little bit.
This counts as work.
Okay.
This counts as work.
Yeah. All right, Dusty's passing out the drinks. Yeah, it's definitely. I mean, this reminds me of college a little bit.
Yeah, I drink it.
I'll wait for everybody to get a drink.
Oh, yeah, I've already tried it, but yeah, you want me to wait for a minute? Just give
cheers.
Me
a cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
Raw dog score.
Oh, Dusty.
What?
Cheers. We're drinking.
Okay. I got you, Drew. Hold on.
All right.
I mean, it's good. Right. It's definitely good. This feels like a drink though that'll sneak up on you after.
Cheyenne score out of 1 to 10. Be honest.
All right.
You've had a bunch of these, it sounds like.
I've had a few. I'm going to give it an 8.4 out of 10.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Take that. That's a win.
That's a B.
I think that's a win.
Still got it.
Yeah, I mean, I've never had this before. It's very good, but it definitely feels like a drink where next thing you know, you've had three or four, and you're like, oh, okay.
I got to ask, what makes it marijuana?
I think it's because it's green.
Just because it's green.
Yeah. That automatically means marijuana. It couldn't have been liquid money. It could have just been liquid money.
They should have called it like cash cow or something. Yeah. I don't know. Something creative.
Because I was kind of expecting, like, you know how you have certain beers that kind of have that taste, like a little weedy. I was kind of expecting that, but it's
not. Oh, you're disappointed is what you're saying. You're disappointed. You sound like you're a little disappointed.
I'll be all right. I'll get my fill. Trust me.
The question is, what do you rate it?
Ooh. It's, you know, it's not too bad. It's mixed well. I'll give the bartender a tip.
I mean,
give the bartender a tip.
He's
like
definitely
that.
Done this plenty of times.
8.4 felt appropriate.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I probably would have given it an 8.
Yeah.
I think an 8 would. I think we're all in the same ballpark. I would have given it an 8, having never had it. I don't have anything to compare it to, but it's not, it doesn't taste too strong or anything like that. It's got a good taste and drink.
Yeah, it's definitely one that you've had a few and you're like, uh oh.
You almost spilled. Did you almost just spill?
Yeah, just a sweet and sour mix.
Sweet and sour mix over there.
Drew's been working hard, so he gets a strong pour.
Drew gets a full cup, full glass over there. Drew has been busy today. Drew has been my co-host today and producing and cutting audio and all that.
He was on Sound Off Sunday.
I'm glad you brought this up. Yeah. So Drew, we'll get into the entire weekend. So we were joking because we had the Hallmark movie filming over the weekend. We can talk about that a little bit.
Big week for you.
Big week. And then Drew made his television debut on Sunday night. Now, you got to be honest and tell. He filled us in a little bit on how it transpired. Let me get your. I'll bring up what he brought up in a second. What did you make of Drew's first appearance from attire, from everything?
I thought he did really well. And I did. And I want to say I gave him no prep whatsoever. Like, I thought he maybe would have watched an episode or two, you know? Like,
did you?
The first time y'all asked me to come on Cody and Gold, like, I listened in, tried to see what the vibe
was,
if I would match the energy, see where my pocket was.
Mm-hmm.
Drew didn't watch that. He didn't know anything about the show going in. He just showed up in a polo and said, I'm ready to be on TV. But I thought he did well. He had takes. He was appropriate.
You.
He stayed in the slot. There was one time where he went a little long.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard at the end. He said your producer, Nick, right? Jacobs, right?
Yes, Nick Jacobs.
Was counting down, you know, like 10, 9, as in like the show was ending. And Drew thought that was just for him to stop talking, not that you still needed to rap.
He thought we were about to lift off or something.
Yeah. I think he had a good time, though, with it, right? And he didn't bring up Joe Burrow, did he?
No.
I thought you did well. I even texted you after. I was like, yo, we got you in the rotation now.
See? Thank you. I'm happy to be in the rotation. I did. So going back and watching it, my mic did not turn off, and I was able to finish the point and ended perfectly on time. It was great.
Oh.
Flawless.
Editing.
Sometimes you land the dismount. You know, you don't act like you messed up because people at home don't know. They're just watching the show and it's on in the background. You did fine, kid.
Thank you.
Yeah, kid.
When's your next time you're hosting Sound Off?
Programming note. This is probably an interesting time to drop this on Club 610. Just because of the Olympics, stuff's about to get really weird. Yeah.
Home of the Olympics, KSHB 41.
When the Olympics come up, stuff's about to get really weird. So this
are
is going to
be
our
you're
last...
going to be on at like 12:30 at night.
No, we're just not having shows.
Fair enough. Okay.
Well, yeah, because
there's not going to be coming up next year late local news.
No. I got to get off at a certain time.
Was that just for sports or is that it for the whole? Like, what are we going to do if you don't give us the weather for tomorrow? You know,
the news will still come on. Okay. We're still going to have news. preseason games will still happen.
Thank goodness.
But Sunday sound off is about to get wonky.
I bet. Okay. Now that'll be when the Olympics wrap up. August 20th, 15th?
It's like 3 weeks of fun across the NBC networks.
Olympics are fun. I mean, are you guys excited? I mean, I'm assuming you guys got some local angle with some athletes you guys have stories coming up on.
Bryce Hopple and the coach at K-State, or excuse me, KU, coach at KU. Oh, excuse me.
Get it right. Come on now. You know? Yeah, no, I knew
sorry,
you were talking.
I've been having a little liquid marijuana. Yeah, it's easy to get the
Dusty's
two mixed
now
up.
Done making drinks. He's on the mic.
This is actually pretty good.
It is.
Not really a cocktail guy, but it's pretty good. Cheyenne, I'd have probably like two or three of these with you.
We can do it. We can do it.
Whoa.
Okay. He snuck that in. You see that? Yeah, wait a minute. I heard that. Aaron and I snuck
what
that in.
What's your drink of choice? So, I mean, if I was ever going to have a drink with her, I'd be like, liquid marijuana. Okay. Uh-huh.
ISO, clear out.
Tuesday.
Alex, clear out here.
Oh, my God.
Dusty needs to be on sound off. Good time to put that on the text line, Kansas City. Love you.
We can make that happen.
It's already happened.
We're going to have a talk before.
We've all been on sound off before. Oh, you're worried about what he's going to do?
Yes.
Mackenzie didn't worry. She threw me right into the dogs.
Yeah, but this is different when I'm hosting. I'm not.
Be honest, Cheyenne. Be honest. Have you ever heard of Sunday sound off?
I'm gonna say no.
Liquid honesty, baby.
I'm gonna humble Aaron. Have you ever heard of Aaron Ladd or watched him on television?
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. It's fine. You know.
World, right? I am barrel racer. I am rodeo. So, like,
yeah, tell us about this.
Yeah, that's not Aaron Ladd.
Every once in a while, we'll get an email. I think you'll send it out to the staff, right? Yep. I don't know the last time, maybe a month ago. I don't know. I could be way off.
April.
Okay. Yep. And you'll send. You have a competition. Honestly, what do you do? And is this something you've done your whole life or what?
Yeah. So I actually started riding horses by myself when I was like 2-3 years old. So I'm 23, almost 24 now.
Okay.
So whole life, I compete locally. Out of state, all that stuff. So Missouri and Kansas all the time. I literally just went to Topeka on Wednesday actually and competed at
the, did you win?
I actually won $112.
Damn.
Is that like a normal prize for the local competitions or?
Yeah. Like back in April when I was in Oklahoma for a week, I actually walked out with like over $5,000.
Oh.
They got a prize.
Yeah. All right.
It worked out.
Breadwinner.
Yeah, it worked out. So I've been doing it. I go all over. A lot of fun. Rodeo. Trying to get my pro stuff lined out so I can make it to the NFR, which is like our Super Bowl. It's 10 days long. It's in Vegas.
Oh, it's Vegas. Yeah. I mean, everything's better in Vegas.
Yeah, so we run at the Thomas and Mack for 10 days at the NFR.
Okay, at UNLV's camp.
Yeah.
Now, is the, like, in this, do they, I don't know, this is a dumb question. Is there, like, a ranking system in the state? Like, are you, like, do you know, are you the best in Kansas? Or are you a top five? Like, how's
that
work?
So, it depends. There's associations that we run with. So, you pay money to be in the association, and then they can rank you, depending on where you at. Like, it also goes off of a point system, too. So, like, I run with some really competitive people up here. Like, there's about 2-3 gals that I run with that, like, I'm not touching. It's, they are top tier, can pull 200-300 grand in a year kind of
jeez.
Deal. Yeah. So then,
all right.
Yeah.
Cowboy, ride a horse.
Your mic's not on.
Yeah. Save a cowboy, ride a horse.
Oh my God. he laughed at me when I said professional earlier.
Yeah. So then, like, if you go into pro circuit, then we rank top 15, and that's who makes it back in every event to the NFR.
That's it. I've seen the email, so we were wondering about that. Yeah, that's never been on a horse in my life. There's zero chance that that's happening, I feel like.
Oh, come on, Alex.
I don't think there's any chance that's going to not result in me falling on my ass.
You're just be the clown that tries to distract the bull.
Well, those Chiefs overall pants will be pretty close to looking like one of the clowns at the, remember the ones we wore that were way too big? We wore them in studio. Mm. That's as close as I think I'm getting to dressing up like one of those guys.
You're like Eric Berry? You're scared of horses?
I'm not scared of horses. I've never been on a horse. So I feel like I would get, I don't know, bucked off wouldn't be the right word.
No,
but
it's
I'd,
that.
Okay, I get, yeah. Yeah.
That would be how great about, content. That would be amazing content.
Not really. It didn't work out for Christopher Reeve.
Okay, wait. Oh, I've got this. Ready? My horse isn't going to do that.
You've trained your horse.
She is great.
What's your horse's name?
Sister.
Mm.
Sister.
Yeah, I've had That's her sweet. For 4 years, but she's been in my family since 2017, so 7 years.
Nice.
Okay.
So it was my mom's horse. Mine gotcha. Passed away. Mom oh, wow. gave me okay. her, and then I trained her and then finished it out.
So where do you, like, this is a dump, you just have, a, is it just a stable somewhere, or do you actually nope. have property somewhere?
So that... since I still live with my parents, we have 20 acres, and we've oh. got 3 horses there. So then I just ride at my house, call it good.
Nice.
Got an That's arena nice. And everything.
Huh.
Yeah.
Nice.
Wealth.
Everybody here, everybody here but me just goes and plays video games, and you're oh, out here riding horses. Gosh.
I literally was riding last night.
Mm, good for you.
I heard you beat
Way to be grown.
I heard you beat Carrington in college football, Aaron.
We played 2 games after the drive on Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah, we played Mizzou, K-State. I had Luther Burden and company. I didn't cook him. I kind of exaggerated there, but I went on a game-winning field.
We have our tournament on Tuesday. Yeah. You didn't qualify.
I wonder why.
You didn't qualify, but
Y'all
we
don't want the real smoke.
No, you didn't qualify. We have a turn. Dusty's in it. I'm in it. Drew, Rob,
it's
C-Dot,
impossible to
Bink.
Kick on that game.
It is very difficult. I think if you've never played the game and you walk into the tournament on Tuesday, you're gonna have a big problem, Dusty.
I mean, I'm a one and done. I hope I get skunked. I hope a lucky fan gets advanced in the tournament.
Yeah.
Hopefully, I don't play.
I'm excited
host.
For it though. I don't think they'll have. We're 24 listeners. I doubt we're going to be matched up with a host in round one.
Okay.
We should, everybody, out of the 8 hosts, it'd be silly for us to play another host.
I'm just a man of the people. I want somebody to win a jersey, tickets, and a console. I can't do anything with that.
How are y'all doing the teams? Are you just picking?
Anybody can be anybody. If, let's say, you want to be Missouri and Carrington wants to be Missouri and you were playing, you can read simple, like rock, paper, scissors or something like that.
Very scientific here.
Yeah. Well, how else are we going to determine it? We don't have like a ranking system and a database like Cheyenne does for horses.
Yeah.
We don't know who's actually good and who's actually bad.
If you're doing rock, paper, scissors, are you doing regular rock, paper, scissors, or are you doing it on shoot?
I go on shoot.
Rock,
shoot.
Paper, scissors.
So you do rock, paper, you do shoot.
I go on
one,
shoot.
1, 2, 3,
rock,
shoot.
Paper, scissors, shoot.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess I don't say it. I just do it, I guess. Like rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, I just do it.
That's weird.
Big anti-gun guy over here.
Dusty. He's just in rare form.
Oh, yeah.
This is your
It's a Friday.
My goodness. Do I need to meet the mic?
I'm this way every facet of life.
And you wonder why I don't want him on my television show where I work, like have a full-time job.
Okay, well, I can know when to turn it on.
We'll talk.
Okay.
My goodness.
Or we're not going to talk because I just found out Simone Biles and all those people are going to take over for you.
Yeah.
That's true.
The Olympics. When do they start? Is that a bad question?
In a week or so, isn't it?
I should probably know the answer.
It's a week. It's like
You're home for the Olympics, KSHB 41.
A week from today, Drew Nixon helping us out.
Yeah.
Someone wants to know, is your name Cheyenne because you ride horses?
No, but it kind of played out that way.
Have you ever heard the song Beaches of Cheyenne?
I have.
They didn't ask that. I did.
Yep.
Solid question.
Yep.
Who sings that?
Garth Brooks.
Oh. Mm.
My dad used to play Still Make Cheyenne on guitar for me
Great
all the
song.
Time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Great song. I'm wearing a George Strait shirt today, too.
Uh-huh. I went to his team roping down in San Antonio, Texas.
Do you know what his name was in this movie?
Well, you just said it outside.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
It's Dusty.
Oh, that's...
It's on the back of the shirt, Gold. Look.
Mm-hmm. Drew just said something in my ear. He said, we'll just let Dusty talk. Just let him talk.
Oh,
just let Dusty
that's
talk.
That's what the people want.
Let's keep talking, man. I'm just drinking this. You know, it's a Friday.
I've been talking
a lot more today because just been Drew and I on the show. So if you want to, talk.
That's like your first time to do that. That's a big step for you.
No, before this job, I did.
But not here.
Not here. I did 4 hours every night by myself on prior job.
There you go. Somebody says they ride horses playing PS5 and have a Lego city.
not quite the same thing as his Club 610
here
on a Friday. We've got Aaron Ladd from 41 in studio. We got Cheyenne from sales hanging out with us. You guys recognize Dusty's voice, obviously. He was on just this morning with Fesco. We got Drew producing the show, hanging out here drinking something called liquid marijuana. I want to go back to your trip up in St. Joe with the Chiefs in all seriousness a little bit.
Sure.
I feel like Sunday is going to be a pretty key day in terms of determining is Kingsley truly got the leg up or is this a real battle? Because if Kingsley's out there at left tackle, even without pads, I think that tells us everything, right?
I don't know if that tells us with everything, but it tells us something. It tells us where we are in the point right now. It's July 19th, full team reports on Sunday. If Kingsley runs with the ones that day, sure, it's chatter that day, but we know Andy Reid's camp is grueling. It takes a while. We're going to see a lot of different iterations of that offensive line over this time. I think it's going to be a real battle. Wanya posted like a hype video on Instagram yesterday about him under the sleds and working. And competitions bring out the best in both guys. It seems like they're sticking with a young guy. I know there was some Bakhtiari chatter this offseason.
Can't stay healthy. I'm not interested.
That's the one thing I'm locked in on. And that's so much of a better place to be in gold compared to where we were this time last year talking about, is Chris Jones going to show up? Now we've got posts from him on X saying, I'm ready for training camp.
Yeah, he's actually got to live the dorm life this year instead of showing up after the Lions game or whatever. He's actually got to handle that. No, look, I think if Wanya ends up starting with the ones on Sunday, then we have a true battle, because then it's saying that Kingsley, that they want to have a play out. If Kingsley is starting,
would that surprise you though? Because Kingsley's a rookie.
It would surprise me a little bit based off. I just feel when you draft over someone, right? Because they drafted Wanya a year ago.
Correct.
He started four games with Donovan Smith out, and he was fine. He wasn't a liability. He was fine. Yeah. And then you go and you actually draft someone in the second round, and Kingsley was somebody that a lot of people thought could have been a first-round pick. And so I feel like if you draft over somebody, that's pretty telling to me. And if we all remember the comments from Brett Veach prior to the draft, and already at that point acknowledging that it was going to be, you know, some competition for Wanya. Yeah. If Wanya really would have impressed last year, then I think we would have not even been talking about it. They wouldn't have drafted Kingsley where they did. They might have drafted a tackle later in the round.
I don't know if that's set in stone. I think they like doing a lot of things. Like, look at the wide receiver room right now. I think they throw as many options at the wall that think that they can play and contribute immediately, and they let cream rise to the top and see who wins the job. If Kingsley goes out day one and runs with the ones, I think it's a data point, but I don't think it's an end-all, be-all on Wanya being a starter this year.
The only reason why, Dusty, I don't know if you agree, the only reason why I point at that is it's different for left tackle, but Trey Smith started at camp, and he started every practice at camp, and then he took the job a couple years ago. Same thing with Creed Humphrey. Now, maybe it's just guard and center, you guys view it differently, and there wasn't competition in your mind, but when they started those rookies right away at camp, they never looked back.
Yeah, I think when Creed was here, we didn't really have a center, right? They just kind of were like, if you're good enough, you're going to get the job.
Yeah, they didn't bring back Austin Ryder.
Plus, they drafted him high enough to take him there out of Oklahoma. And then with Trey Smith, I remember Mitch Holta sat down with myself and Binkley and was like, this guy is like Will Shields. He'll rip your heart out and beat you to death with it. And then all of a sudden, we see like the videos of preseason, and he's just
like marijuana.
He's just pancaking people over there. I have a tolerance. Thank you. Thanks, Dad.
You smoke weed?
Yeah.
Aaron, that might get a cut right there.
I'm an honest
guy. That'll be part of your new intro on the drive.
When's the last time?
Oh, yeah,
be honest.
I was on today from 6 to 10, so 4, 15.
Okay. Wow.
One of my traits, Cheyenne, is honesty.
Great.
Oh, my God.
What is going on?
All know me. This is the first time we have more than like 5-minute conversation, so I'm just letting you know I'm an honest guy.
Well, it's good to be honest, Dusty.
What did you know about Dusty before today?
Be honest.
So, like, I spend no time up here hardly.
Yeah, we never see you.
No, I'm downstairs just working my life away.
Yeah, we never see you up here.
No.
You just happen to be up here on Tuesday, and that's where the Club 610 invite came from.
Yeah, I was up here with a client doing a check presentation.
Nice.
Yeah.
And I pulled her in here and said, here's the song. You ever heard of this song?
Yeah. Sat me down and I was like, uh-oh. I don't know what's going on.
Did you know me more than you knew Aaron Ladd?
Oh, my God.
The text line wants to know.
I don't think the text line is asking
Wait,
that.
Actually, yes, because I met you at Johnny's when we were doing a remote.
Live promotion.
Mm-hmm.
See? Sorry, Ladd. 0-2 today.
Was he sober?
Yes, I had to be. I was in public.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
it was
also
I didn't know
if this was on the clock or not. I didn't know.
No.
It was a deal for a client.
It was also raining cats and dogs in Belton. Is that where we were at? Raymore.
Yeah.
I'll be there Saturday.
You were in Raymore?
The Johnny's.
Oh.
It was for a remote client. For like to give away prizes and stuff for a client.
I imagine that's where most of the horses in this area are. Like,
I mean, country. I am even further south.
Yeah, where are you?
I am in BFE Archie, Missouri.
Oh, wow.
So, you know where Belton's at? Mm-hmm. I'm about 35 minutes south of that. Oh. So
that's a heck of a drive every morning to come to work.
I drive 55 minutes to work.
Oh! No.
You should come
Hell
to work.
No. Wow. Hell no.
You should come to work on horseback.
Yeah,
I would take 6 days to get
it. 55 minutes by car. How long do you think it's taking on horse?
See you Friday.
This isn't Monday. Secretariat. You're not riding secretariat of sprinting to work.
Yeah, I just pull up in the parking lot and they're like, oh, we haven't seen her for a week, but she made it.
Oh, boy. I didn't know how. I thought horsepower.
Nah, I got you.
Yeah.
So you have vehicles that have like 400.
She's got one.
I got one. And she gets tired, by the way.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I've just seen a lot of Indiana Jones movies, and I thought they were faster than 4 days.
I'd have to run the whole time, and that's not really fair.
That's true.
It's July.
It's hot on their hot on their hooves, too.
That's brutal.
Hooves.
Hooves.
Those hooves.
I was gonna say hooves. It's not hooves.
What are they hooves. In the Grinch movie?
Hooves. The Whoville. The hooves.
You smoke weed?
Yes. That's a drop now. That's in the system forever, Aaron. The drive needs to have that access
fine.
As well.
That's fine. My legacy is strong.
Up next, we continue Club 610. We're having a good time. I learned something about Aaron this week. I have questions on why he's actually doing this, what the motivation is behind it. Plus, we'll talk some Royals baseball. Having a good time. It's Club 610 on Cody and Gold.
Cody and Gold. Make sure to follow the show on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by Heartland Men's Health, the leader in men's sexual health. Thousands of men have been successfully treated for low T, ED, and more, all with discretion and compassion. Make your appointment at heartlandmenshealth.com. 610 Sports Radio.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a Gel Flex Grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
back here, Club 610 on a Friday. Alex Gold, Drew Nixon, Dusty Likens with you. We got Aaron Ladd from 41 joining us in studio. We got Cheyenne from Sales joining us for her Club 610 debut. Having a good time heading into the weekend. We are drinking a cocktail called Liquid Marijuana that Dusty made.
Yeah, I'm getting a second.
On request from Cheyenne. Yeah, you requested another drink, and so Dusty left the studio.
I need a refill.
They were not pre-made, so
that's fine.
He's got to go get more.
He can earn his keep.
He already put his equipment aside.
Why'd you offer?
You did offer. You thought you were going to say no.
Appreciate you, big dog.
Yeah, man.
While he's working on your next drink, since you requested it, I saw something related to you this week. I have a question.
Uh-oh.
I think it's good. It's pretty impressive. I saw you put on your Instagram that you joined a running club. What? What was this story behind? I know you work out, which is great.
Occasionally,
props to you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Props to you.
Yeah.
But a running club. What do you train for, the Boston Marathon?
Well, running clubs are like trendy right now. Are you on
TikTok?
So
that's what this is. This is all about being trendy and meeting people. That's good for you.
Literally. That was it.
What's the running club? What is this?
Kansas Running Club meets outside the Lululemon on the plaza. Wednesdays at 6:30. Yeah.
Wait, it was not a bad place
to
meet.
So the question is,
okay,
are you doing what all the influencers do on TikTok? Where you like take videos of you while you're running?
Are you sweating like down mile three? Been a heck of a run here.
And then stop, and they walk like 2 feet, and they're like mile six, heck of a run.
No, I talked and chat mingled before. There was a picture, and there was some time to do stuff. Then I did the run. Then I stopped and chatted after. I took the run seriously. I took a few content photos just to show everybody.
There it is.
You know, that. I mean, everything is content. Content's everywhere. But
so now you're a runner. You're officially a runner.
Ooh, I don't know if I would go that
far. How do you rank in the group there? Like, I mean, you know.
I did well. I would be willing to, like, hey, meet me out there if you're listening to this and we can go in a race. I was around, 9-minute pace per mile. That's solid.
As soon as Aaron gets a singlet, that's when you know he's legit.
Okay. Singlet?
Yeah, I didn't have an outfit or like, I probably should have had something to cover my nipples because it was a lot of...
You know, chafing?
That's a thing.
Dusty's face.
No, the chafe. You got some chafing going on there.
From
huh?
somebody who I ran cross country in high school, it sucks when it happens. You can be in the middle of a race and it gets real bad with the singlet sometimes.
Yeah,
I'm not a loose t-shirt.
I'm not fully in it yet, but I did meet some new friends. Dusty, oh my goodness.
He made you a big liquid glass. Marijuana. Oh, he's topping everybody off.
Oh, no.
He's topping everybody's drinks off. I appreciate this, Dusty.
Dusty.
Drew, you finished yours already?
Dusty used to be
a
bartender.
Almost there. I'm
you
getting
can tell
there.
He's got the bartending skills still down.
It's very good.
See, when we start doing shows up in St. Joe, we just end up doing the canned cocktails because we're not bringing everything. So the 1 o'clock hour, if you're up at camp, come on down to our tent at training camp.
I'm usually gone by one, but I can stick around for you.
So running club. Okay. I was curious. I just saw it. Good for you, man.
It was a good, like, you need to see the TikToks. It's like where a lot of the horny singles are now.
Oh, the running club?
That it's a thing, brother. You know, it's like...
That also is getting cut?
Normally, it's me getting all the drops. It's Lad over here. He's had one drink from his second cup. I've got to be careful with Dusty on my show. Geez. I hope I don't make sure he says anything wrong. He's over here dropping them all today.
I don't get how running's fun.
Right. I'm with you. Seriously, props to you because I wish. I just don't know. Running is just like the worst.
I like power walking.
Oh, God, no.
You go to the mall? You just power walk at 6 a.m.?
If my life depended on it and it was like a life or death situation, I'm still not running. last thing
in the
world.
Speed walking?
Yeah,
I don't even know if I'd do that. I'd just be like, it's my time.
It's over.
It's fine.
Had a good run.
Yeah, I'm like.
No pun intended.
This weekend, the Royals back at home. Second half of the season. We just had Jake Eisenberg from the Royals in studio.
I'll be the K tonight.
You are going out there.
I'm going out.
Will you try? This will be good. You're on TV. This is good content for you. Will you try the KC Taco? The KC Taco. Cheyenne, have you seen this?
No.
It's $25.
For a taco?
But listen, yes, for a taco. It's a specialty item. It went viral yesterday. I think you can get it starting tonight at the K. It is a... hot dog wrapped in a cheeseburger quesadilla with some brisket, with some fries, with some 816 sauce, and some sriracha cracker jacks on the top.
Oh.
You should try us on TV. One bite live shot at 5 at 5:30. Do the live shot, take a bite, and then your outfit's ruined.
Okay, you know? It looks good. But like does 25 it? Bucks? I don't know. I'm a brisket fan.
It's a lot
fan.
Of food. A lot
that's
of food.
Like, that's a whole meal for like two.
For 25.
It's like three whole meals.
You know it's not going to look how that I picture know. Looks.
Oh, the Cracker Jack's going to be falling off. You take one bite, the whole thing's going to fall apart. You're going to end up eating with a fork.
I'm not falling victim to the influencer traps. I know y'all
but
think.
But you just talked about it. You did. Okay. With the running
wait,
club.
Wait, you just wait. Did. Didn't you just yeah. say you got content?
She's getting a second show.
Yeah. She part of the battle in radio, people think you got to talk. No, listening is very important. Very important in radio. Some people don't listen.
I don't listen, no. Yeah. Never been a listener.
So joined a running club, got content, but not falling to the influencer.
Yeah, the running club was free. The taco's $25. There's a difference.
How much I feel like did it cost you to get to the running club?
I walked.
How much Lululemon have you bought?
Yeah, have you bought more?
Because I've got a lot of Lululemon and a low bank account because of it.
If you do the run next Wednesday, 25% off.
Oh. But you have to run.
Just show up at the end sweaty and like, oh.
Get a mister. Get a mister, a blow dryer.
Yeah.
How many miles are you running?
Like, it's just a 3-mile run.
So okay. Almost a 5K. Yeah.
Yeah. Dusty, you would love the crowd. It's your demographic.
What's that? Yo.
Come on. Come on.
I don't know what that means.
Do we have to revisit how you kicked off Club 610 today?
Yeah, with cocktails.
Okay. It's like where a lot of the horny singles are now.
That's not my voice. That's not my voice.
That's why Latin hits your vibe. I don't know.
No, I just like to have fun. Good mm-hmm. people person.
Mm-hmm.
Go to a rodeo.
Somebody, I love rodeos.
There's Cass County Fair happening.
I used
right
to go
now.
When I was a kid. Used to watch Chris Ledoux with the parents at Kemper Arena.
Wait, you actually know who Chris Ledoux is?
Of course I do. I've probably sing two songs from start to finish, and I can go all the way through a bunch of a hit.
Alex?
Copenhagen, This Old Hat, Look at You Girl, Cadillac Ranch. Should I keep going?
You didn't even name like one of his most popular ones.
Cadillac Ranch, pretty popular, but it's not his most popular one.
His 8-Second Ride song.
Yeah, great song. Mm-hmm. I've seen the movie 8 Seconds, the Lane Frost story.
Love Lane Frost.
Shout out Luke Perry. Both R.I.P.
I'm lost. I don't know much.
Keep going.
You know who Luke Perry is, right?
No.
Did you watch Riverdale?
I've heard of the show, but no.
Did you watch Riverdale?
I didn't.
Okay. No,
that's like a white person show.
Has
there's no way I watched it.
It's
have you seen
dad.
Martin?
I have seen Martin.
Yeah. Riverdale. Oh my gosh,
Martin.
Yes. White. Riverdale white Martin. Basically.
Jeez. Yeah.
Did you watch Full House?
No.
Did you watch the Bernie Mac show?
I did watch the Bernie Mac show.
two Americans. He's like, who the hell is Chris LeDoux?
No, not familiar. Yeah, I had a country music phase. I've talked about this.
Probably more like I feel like your country music's like
Darius Rucker.
Yeah.
Hootie and the Blowfish.
No, I went to a Jason Aldean concert.
No, did you? Okay.
Yeah.
You going to Morgan Wallen in August?
I am not.
No?
Going
okay.
To that.
I didn't think so. I didn't think so. I was just checking.
I went to Chris Stapleton. That was awesome. Okay. I think you like Stapleton.
He's like, I like Zach Brown Band a lot, too.
You like to listen to Zach Bryan?
That is not far off from what I could, but
he's coming to town soon. Yet. Two show nights. Cheyenne and I are going. Not together, no, but like I'm we're trying. Going.
Thanks for the clarification, Dusty. We no, were all.
I am trying to go.
Worried.
I went last year, and the year before when he was at Azura.
Mm.
Good stuff.
Cricket Wireless,
Sandstone,
Bonner Springs,
Sandstone.
Is that Kansas?
Yeah,
it's in my neck of the woods.
Pretty soon, it might only be 10 minutes from where the Chiefs play here. Pretty soon, you never know.
Okay, right.
You never know. What did you make of those comments today? In all seriousness, so I'll play it again.
Yeah.
Mark Donovan, president of the Chiefs, was talking about the stadium fraud. I thought the biggest takeaway from the whole thing was we have somewhat of a timeline of maybe when they're going to announce what they're doing. There's still so many questions, but here's what Mark Donovan had to say.
Yeah, I think 6 months from today, we're going to have a really good idea of where we are. We may not be done, but we need to have a really good idea. I'll go back to the point I made earlier. When you're building a new stadium, there's a lot more lead time than when you're renovating. So that's why that one's a little bit longer and will push us a little bit faster to make a decision. I'll just acknowledge, because I'm sure the follow-up question is coming, that timeline kind of plays into the Missouri timeline as well, right? So if we're on that timeline with Kansas, we need to make a decision, then Missouri sort of has to play to that same timeline. So that's the window I'd give you.
How did you guys take that? I took that as one within the next 6 months or in 6 months, we're going to learn if they're staying in Missouri or going to Kansas, what their plan is. Maybe it requires a vote in Missouri. Who knows? And whether or not they're planning on doing new stadium in Kansas, new stadium in Missouri, or renovating Arrowhead.
I don't know if we learned a bunch of new information from that talk. It seems like a lot of nothing burger. We see where their mind's at. They're basically fishing for the best deal. And they want somebody to come to the table first so that they can have a framework to leverage what they want or what they could get against the other side. It sounds like Kansas is going to be the first to the table here. They passed the star bonds. It seems like they're making an aggressive play faster than Missouri, who seems like now they're trying to get their ducks in a row. Now Governor Parsons is back in the fold. And my bad. And Quentin Lucas is saying stuff again. My gut right now tells me the Royals end up downtown and the Chiefs are in Kansas.
I think that's the... Like, if we were to do a poll of everybody, that seems like the most common outcome that people think. But as we learned on April 2nd when the vote failed, like I still think everything truly is on the table. But the Chiefs and the Royals, as he said later on in the press conference, the options that the Chiefs have, like, that's why I still think after April 2nd, the real winners were, even though they got a bruised ego out of losing the vote, Dusty, I think the Chiefs and Royals were still the big winner because now they have these options to get truly the best deal from Missouri or Kansas or Jackson County or Clay County.
Yeah, sometimes getting beat that bad can be a good thing, right? You lose that bad, you see how much wrong you did, you try to fix it up. Because like I've said before, like, I think a lot of us have been in college projects before where you have that one group that they give you the entire semester to do the project and you're like, okay, we're going to knock the most of it out in like the first couple months. And then you have that one group that waits to the very last like 2 weeks of the semester to rush the project, and everyone can clearly tell who put their due diligence into the project and who didn't. And that's just kind of how it looked. And then they changed the location last minute, but I'm with everybody else in the majority, I think. I mean, I thought we were going to pass this thing. I had a sign in my yard.
Did you really?
I did. Yeah, we got it from opening day of the Royals.
That's
game.
Right. You're in Lee Summit, so you. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is right in your. How? Yeah. What is your take now?
A lot of people drove by with disgusted faces on.
Really?
Yeah, for sure. Now I live in downtown Lee Summit, so like there's a lot of older people in my parts, just because it's like an older part, but they're like aged homes that are nice, and a lot of people drive by, and I would be like mowing. And I would see like their heads like shake or look. And I had a couple of friends who were like, I'm not voting.
Let me ask you then, since you're in Lee Summit, you had the opportunity to vote on April 2nd. Now, knowing where things are at, knowing how badly the vote failed, what do you think and what do you want to, as a Missouri resident? Because I'm on the Kansas side. Mm-hmm. Lad, you're on the Missouri side, I think.
I voted yes as well, too.
Yeah, so both of you. You guys are both. And so what do you hope happens? And then what you think happens? Two different things, maybe.
I think and I hope are the same thing.
Okay.
Because I think a lot of people were angry with the new stadium because they were angry that it seemed like a package deal. And I think they didn't really know the true details. Plus, there wasn't a good product on the field with the Royals. This year is probably that they've seen has probably persuaded some people to be like, oh, I don't want them to go to Nashville now. They actually have a good product. I think that's a true statement. I think people can actually believe that.
But does anybody actually think they're going to Nashville? Really, we're talking about the Metro.
I think there's some.
See, I think that's the luxury we have because we have the state line. While, yes, it allows the teams to get a better deal and more taxpayer money, the luxury we have is the state line. Like, sure. I'm not worried about either team leaving because we have the state line. If Missouri... You know, if in a different world, if we weren't bordering states or whatever, something like, I would be more worried about Nashville. The only way Nashville comes into play, in my opinion, is if there's a next vote that's required. In Missouri, it may need a vote. It may not. In Kansas, it looks like it wouldn't take a vote. Who knows? If that vote failed, then I think we have to worry about truly leaving the Metro.
I think Chiefs are going to Kansas. I think the Royals are going to be downtown. I think that's what John Sherman wants, and normally owners and billionaires get what they want.
One of the big reasons I originally voted yes, because I just wanted the whole thing to be over. Like, I am a Jackson County transplant from another place. Yes, I have the like identity of these teams belong in this community and they represent the fabric of Jackson County and KC Mo, but I kind of side with Quentin Lucas and saying, hey, if they go 30 minutes to Azura or KCK or Legends, like I still have some regional pride in the fact that the teams are in the KC Metro.
That's been like, and I'm not saying that this person doesn't exist, but that said, oh, I'm never going to.
No, I've heard those people say
those people exist.
That's what I'm saying. They exist.
I just don't think they would back up the talk, though.
That's what I think. Yeah. They exist, but would you actually follow through with them?
No.
I grew up on the Kansas side. You guys know this. I've said it over and over. And my entire life, I've gone to Missouri to see the Royals and Chiefs. I honestly, I've never cared.
Yeah.
Like, I've always seen the jokes like, oh, this is Missouri's team, whatever. I roll my eyes at it. But like
the Dallas Cowboys, play in Dallas.
Missouri's team.
Right. No, but you know what I'm talking about. We've all heard that. But I have spent money going to Chiefs and Royals games in Missouri. I have no problem. I go to the Big 12 tournament in Missouri.
Your Jayhawks are playing at Arrowhead Stadium this year.
I truly don't care. Now, do I have a preference? Like, if you tell me there's not, my thing with the Chiefs is I want them to build a new stadium, and I think still the most likely place for that is Kansas, not staying in Missouri. I'm not saying it's impossible they can't get a new stadium in Missouri, but I think if they stay in Missouri, the renovation is more of a real scenario than a new stadium, and I don't think it makes sense to renovate Arrowhead. As much as I love Arrowhead, first stadium I ever went to in my life, my family had season tickets as a kid. Like, seriously, I get it about Arrowhead, but the stadium in 20 years, if they renovate it, we'll probably be talking about them wanting money for a new stadium in 20 years.
This is one of the most traditional franchises in the history of the National Football League. They have an apartment in the building that their dad, like, there's so much history throughout the Chiefs and the uniforms and the, both the teams being there. I think while that matters right now, specific to what Mark Donovan said today, they're playing the field. They're dusty on a Friday.
Do you have any thoughts on the stadium, Cheyenne?
I mean, the most of what I heard was like in relation to parking when they were talking about going downtown.
Yeah, oh, yes. Because like, yes, Kansas City is the first city to ever try to have people park downtown. This is true. Yeah.
I mean, personally, driving a big truck downtown's not in my favor.
Okay.
So, like, if you see the white truck in the parking lot, that is me.
So that's you with the bad parking job at times.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Okay.
It is.
Yes.
That's
okay.
Where I hog,
yes.
Like, two spaces. Right.
Keep doing your thing. I see. Drew is telling me in my ear that he has to give us a open.
I did not.
He has to give us a open.
Cheyenne gets to judge the accent.
He has to give us a.
It was terrible on Monday.
So, like, scale 1 to 10, how bad is bad?
Well, just listen.
So I'd give him a 4.3 as first.
Today's been not as strong as yesterday. You didn't hear him yesterday.
Oh boy.
Here you go, Drew. It's time to give us an update across the pond.
And time's yours.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Open Championship at Royal Troon Golf Course in Troon, Scotland. Current leader atop the leaderboard is the Irishman Shane Lowry at 7 under par. Englishman Justin Rose and also fellow Englishman Daniel Brown sitting at 5 under par. The highest American is Billy Horschel at 2 under, as well as Scotty Scheffler. Tiger Woods, unfortunately for Mr. Eldrick, he is at 14 over par. He is going to miss the cut. Speaking of poor showings, Rory McIlroy, goodness gracious, 12 over par for him. He is going to miss the cut as well. Me fellow Scott, Robert McIntyre, I'm tired of you. He's going to miss the cut as well.
Wow.
The Open Championship at Royal Troon.
He broke. Damn it. He got so close.
Here, finish the Royal Troon part. That's Drew's favorite part.
Thank you so much for listening to the Open Championship update from Royal Troon Golf Course in Troon, Scotland. This is Drew Nixon. Enjoy the tournament this weekend.
They're always after me, Lucky Charms.
Oh, my.
All right, Cheyenne, there's your...
Did anybody catch who's leading?
Yeah. Shane Lowry, the Irishman.
Oh, Shane Lowry. Okay.
Tiger 14 over.
Him and Rory were terrible.
It might be time.
Him and Rory were awful.
He's gone full Chuck Liddell, where, like, you started watching the last couple fights of Chuck Liddell. You're like, why are you fighting?
I was
never a Chuck fan. I was a GSP fan all the way.
Yeah. George St. Pierre, baby. He had those kicks, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chemistry.
Drew... That was a really, really awesome attempt.
Thank you. Is that a backhanded comment?
That was like the most English Scottish accent I've probably ever heard.
I was varying between the two.
Someone said you sound like Sean Connery as the Spaniard.
Oh my God.
There was one point where Dusty, I kid you not, the text line wanted me to do a whole segment in the accent, and I did
10 minutes, and then I got sick of it after 10 minutes.
I could not hang. I eventually got to the point where I was rolling my R's, you know, and the Spanish accent started to really get there.
For the next hour, anytime he talked normally, there were still hints of, like, and so I couldn't sneak through. It just wasn't good. It wasn't good.
Gold was saying, I'm tired of you. I'm tired of you.
That's great. What's your sound like, Gold?
I don't have one.
You can try, though.
I'm good.
You got to have Johnny Russell on for a segment and see if Johnny Russell likes the accent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Somebody said Luis Ruiz Zamet sounded like me. I was like, please do not give that man, do not disrespect him like that.
I feel like you guys look similar than sound similar.
Ooh.
If I slick the hair straight back, maybe.
That's a compliment.
There you go.
Thank you.
So is that a bit that you're going to do now?
No.
Only once a year during the Open. Once a year, he's gonna talk like a Scottish.
Every mid-July. Yeah. Welcome back.
No, I meant the slick back hair.
Oh. I don't know. It's up to his wife. Does the wife want the slick back hair?
She wants me to dye my hair black, actually. And I'm like, eh.
Whoa.
She wants emo black. Drew?
She wants you to, yeah, you're going to go back with the skate, like the earrings and wear.
Can you give us an emo accent?
What would that be like?
The show is for fascists.
It's Cody and Good.
It's still Irish. You're like 90% Irish.
We've learned that's the one accent. That's the one accent.
I cannot do it.
Oh, he tried to do emo. He's like, everything's dark.
Oh, my goodness. Eventually, Aaron, do you have a Scottish accent?
No.
Okay.
Eventually, you start
Lad
using it enough.
That's the only part of it.
Lad?
Yeah.
Oh, just my Lad. Goodness.
So you're like black Irish.
We were doing so well.
Yeah. What's everybody doing this weekend? What are you guys at? You're going to the K tonight.
Going to Aaron. The K tonight, anchoring this weekend, and I'll be back at camp Sunday.
Well, I see you Monday.
Report day for the practice. No, you will not see me Monday.
What about Wednesday?
You can see me Tuesday on the drive.
We will not. Well, Tuesday, yeah, we'll be in studio on Tuesday. Then we got our tournament, our video game tournament.
Yeah, I'm going to pop in.
Okay.
Maybe I can take Dusty's spot since he doesn't play.
Feel free.
Now, Dusty's in. He wants to play, I think.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, I'm grown.
Okay, don't play this game of like, oh, I can't play video games because I'm too... Come on.
I'd rather learn how to ride horses and play video games.
I would love to see that. One of y'all two has got a...
True.
So I'm going to have to bring my horse to the parking lot now?
No, because it take you 6 days.
No, I have a trailer. Oh.
Someone has the question of the day. Why does Drew stutter go away when he's Scottish? I don't know.
I didn't even pick up on that.
Me neither.
Maybe I should have had the Scottish accent growing up in school, and then I wouldn't have been told you shouldn't do radio or public speaking.
Look at you now.
Yeah.
Look at you now. I honestly haven't picked
up
on that.
Have you not noticed? There are times where if I get excited, like if I'm like into a topic,
but I just thought you were getting excited.
The stutter gets nuts, man.
I just thought you were getting excited. It wasn't a.
Oh no, it is definitely the stutter. It's not. It's not terrible, but
it's all good. I don't think most people even notice it. So
I never noticed it.
Yeah, until now. So it's all good. Yeah. Dusty, what are you doing this weekend?
Tonight, probably having a few cocktails, going out with some friends, and then Saturday we have a pool party in Raymore. That's why I asked, how far is Raymore?
Yeah. How often do you have pool parties that you attend?
Once a week. I have three or four friends that have pools, and I take advantage
of it. That's
great. Because I make cocktails.
I never got an invite.
Same.
I don't have any pool parties.
No, but you're a dart player and you go to the peanut, never get an invite.
That is
true.
Yeah,
he doesn't invite us
ever. Hang out with the competitors.
Yep.
We're on the same team.
You don't ever invite
Not
us
anymore.
To go hang
some
out.
Some of us aren't.
Outside the show.
I'm sensing some tension.
Dusty and I are like brothers from another mother, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Whose mother? We don't know yet. Cheyenne, what are you doing this weekend?
Tonight, nothing. Riding my horse. Tomorrow, probably going to Cass County Fair to watch the rodeo with a friend.
Nice.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I might go to the Royals game tomorrow. I'm thinking tomorrow's a good Royals game day. Mikel Garcia bobblehead tomorrow.
78 degrees.
Get that bad boy for the garage sale that we're doing next year.
Nice.
Got to start collecting items. Never too early, Aaron.
It's like Christmas shopping.
Kind of.
You can knock family out right now.
That's true.
We are hearing Christmas in July ads.
That's right. I mean, I was in a Christmas movie in July.
And
so,
I gave you another option for the giveaway and the charity thing.
I appreciate
year.
That. Yeah. Aaron's Think offered up that. An experience. We don't
L's
know
with Lad.
We don't know if it'll get approved, but Aaron offered
we can
up
have
an experience.
Liquid marijuana, but we can't have any.
That's right.
Okay.
Thanks for making the drinks, Dusty. Cheers. Hope everybody has a great weekend. Monday, Cody and Gold live in St. Joe for Chiefs Camp.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.